الحمد لله سبحان الله. This message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sorry, first of all, I want to apologize to those who don't understand English, but I think we are here all in the country where we live. 95% of us understand English. And we have here a few guests of ours that does not understand Urdu at all. For them and for their respect, I always follow what my Sheikh has told me, that respect the one that is most needed. And I wish and I hope that they will take something from this ijtima and put it in their practical life and go on from there, inshallah. I have brought a message from my Sheikh. We both brothers traveled with him for about now 12-14 years. And we have learned a lot. And I wanted to pass it on to you in a small mahfil here. I am not an alim, I am not a mufti, I am an ordinary person like you. But alhamdulillah, the sohbat of Sheikh, the companionship of the Sheikh can teach a lot. And I have learned from him a lot, and I wanted to share some of those things to you. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهُ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. The topic that I choose today, and inshallah Allah will give me more and more enlightened in that one there, that I will give you the most that I know and pass it on to everybody here. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, that Allah has chosen us to be here, all of you, to do the zikrullah. And I have a main three topic to cover today. Number one, why to do the zikr. Number two, how to clean our heart. And number three, what is our goal to do the zikr? What is the end result of this zikr? I'm going to discuss only on those three points and inshallah reflect on it through Sunnah and the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat that I read, says very clearly that your heart will not find a peace until and unless you do the zikrullah. Allatheena amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi zikrillah. Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innu qulubuhum. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran. I will start from Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam was not just created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He was created because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there in Allah's mind there, and He decided that because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He has to bring this kainat in existence. So how did He made Adam alayhi salam? Adam alayhi salam was made from Alam-e-Amr, means out of this world, up in seven heaven at Allah's control thing. And Adam alayhi salam was made from the Khalq, which is Dunya. The things that came from Khalq and the Adam was created was mud, water, air, and the heat, aqua. When I say heat, it's fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, and He could have done it very well, kun fayakun, and Adam would have been produced, like the other things that Allah did in this world. He created the whole kainat in 6 days, His dunya was prepared. He could have done for Adam alayhi salam the same thing. But no, Allah had a plan, and Allah had chosen Adam alayhi salam to be His khalifa on this earth. So His khalifa cannot be without any touch of Him, without any blessing from Him. And the best blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam alayhi salam is the mixture that He created to make the Adam putla, means Adam's first, the mitti sand of this earth. He prepared with His own hand, and He musked with His own hand, and He created the Adam alayhi salam without the ruh in it, and kept it there. And Shaitan looked at it and he wondered what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. He went inside out of our body of Adam alayhi salam. But one place he could not get in. He went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked that, "I cannot get to this box." He said, "That box is in my control. You cannot have access to it." And that box in Adam alayhi salam was the place for heart. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, Allah did that with His own hand. And when Allah touches something, it should have power. So imagine how much power we all have. We've been touched by Allah. Number two, that when He decided to put the ruh in Adam alayhi salam, He did it with His own pull, and the ruh came in. He did not order angel to bring the ruh and put it in Adam. He did it Himself. So the ruh is latif, means very light. And then puk. Do you see it? No. It's very latif, puk also. So we've been made by Allah's puk and the ruh, which is latif. They both are so latif that you cannot see with your eyes, you cannot imagine. But it is there. Ruh, nobody can see it. Air, nobody can see it. But it's there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gave us His hand touch and now His bodily poop, which insan was created from. This I gave you to understand that why are we the Khalifa on this earth for Allah, because Allah is within us. If you are a doctor, alhamdulillah, you are a doctor here, and you know that if anything touches there, it transfers some of their things into the others, you know, like diseases, like good things, like bad things, and everything else. We transfer our diseases like that by touching. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has transferred His own self into us and made us a khalifa. Alhamdulillah. And if we are a khalifa of Allah, Allah is within us. When they say that you can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you wanted to, you know how close Allah is? Our Shehrag here, He is that close to us. When we do the muraqabah of Aqrabiyyah, that is what it is. He is that close if you wanted to find Him. But alhamdulillah, I gave you the background of the human being, how it was. When we came to this earth here from our mom, and in after 120 days the ruh was brought into her womb, and we were born in 9 months. Alhamdulillah, we all came with that ruh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we came with that body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for Adam alayhi salam. This is the way of just transferring it into multiplication of the human being. The brick keeps going on, but we started from Adam alayhi salam. So somehow we are affiliated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. So when Allah made us from the khalq, at the same time when He put the ruh, that came from Amr, which was from Amr. From here, you can imagine where Allah brought both of these things together to make a human being. Ashraful makhluqat. So Ashraful Makhlukat could not be given to anybody. He could have done it pretty well, as I told you, by kun fayakun. He is powerful. He is Allah. But He made with His own hand, with His own kuf, to give us the rank of Ashraful Makhlukat. And we are that Ashraful Makhlukat. When we come into existence in this world here, we have our body and we have our ruh. The ruh become dormant if we do not do a proper taking care of that particular part of our body. But the body becomes dominant in this world. And that body is, you see me, I see you, you are Khurram and he is Ashraf, and we all are known to each other by names and by country and by city and by whatever that we know each other with. And then we learn the dunya. To get the dunya, we go to madrasa, we go to school, to we learn that trade, we become a doctor, become a lawyer, we become a worker. Whatever we are doing it for dunya, it takes maybe 80-90% of our life to acquire the dunya, to grab on to dunya, to hold on to dunya, because we are here to look after our body. We wanted to do the exercise, we don't want to become fat, we don't want to get sick, so we did this, so we did that. We do everything for the body. But the thing is missing, and our Shaykh Ehsan Beg has taught us that you cannot be satisfied until and unless you have a clean heart. And in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your finance, your money, or your aulad, even your children, will not be any help to you until and unless you bring me a qalbi salim. So that's where the question comes now, that how do we make this qalb a salim? And to make this qalb a salim, is we can read the prayer, 5-time prayers we are doing it. We can do the tasbihat that we are doing it, alhamdulillah. We can do zakat, we can do hajj. We can believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of Him. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last word. Is that enough to make the qalbi salim? It is very difficult. Just those are the faraid to be in the direct circle of Islam. Those are the pre-requirement to be in the daira of Islam. You can do the 10th grade and you can find a job. You can do the university and you can find the job. Why do people go and do the MDs and PhDs and all that thing? Because they wanted to get to the higher level of that academic part of their body. Same thing for the roof and for the club. For our qalb, we have to do it for our heart. When I say qalb, it's heart. So alhamdulillah, today you have taken out the time. And inshallah, Allah will give me and my tongue to pass on few lessons that I learned from my Shaykh to you guys, and inshallah you'll carry on from here. So we came into this earth as clean as we can be, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us. But time goes by, we do things that are not good, sinful. Every time we create something sinful, our heart gets a black dot in it. And as soon as that heart becomes with that disease of this humanly, worldly things, and we create this heart for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 10 years of life or whatever it is, it has the black dots in it, and that dot make our heart corrupted and brings us toward the dunya more than hereafter. So for that the ayah that I read in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is a cure for everything. He has not bring any disease in this world without a cure. All the diseases have a cure. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, that He has bring a cure for this disease of our heart. And this zikrullah is the only way that we can clean our heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that take the name of mine. He didn't say take the shafa'at name, He said my name. And Allah's name is Allah. And that name has His name. And if we take His name and we concentrate on our heart, inshallah, 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 time will come. And time will tell us all that this heart is improved. This heart, this body is improving. we are doing something for our room. This is the gizah for room. The praying of five time prayer is for the room. Doing the zakah, doing the hajj, doing the, we are doing it bodily, but it's helping our room to purify. But if we don't do those things, it goes on stray. And whosoever Allah puts on stray, nobody can guide them to be a good person or a good human being. So alhamdulillah, we all came here to learn zikrullah. So we wanted to know that why do we have to do the zikr? And Quran has ample example of it. And if you open up the Quran, and if you know the ayat related to zikrullah, you will know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden messages in this Quran, and He has told us how to do the zikr event. Even how to do the zikr is in the Quran. Alhamdulillah that we spend 30 years, 40 years of our life in getting education here for the worldly thing, and then we work for 20 years, 30 years, and then we retire and we die and we go. Why don't we do something for hereafter? This is like achieving. In Allah's work, not just the degree, but getting to the level of PhD or professor. And we add this zikr to our life, which will give us that extra stepping stone to bring our face instead in front of our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we die, that I at least did your zikr, I at least remembered you. You know, that's what He wanted us to do. He didn't create us to just go and do the education and academic thing and earn the academic knowledge. He wanted us to earn the knowledge at the side also to do His ibadah. And this is one of the best ibadah according to the Quran. It says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. He didn't say Salah is Akbar, or Zikrullah Akbar. Why did he make Zikr Akbar? He could have said Zakat is Akbar. He could have said that Hajj is the Akbar. No, but he said, well, Zikrullah Akbar, and it's not a faraid. It's not the five pillar of Islam. Because PhD here in this world here is not a faraid to earn the bread. And if you wanted to do the PhD or you do the doctorate, you will be rewarded accordingly. So don't we all want a good reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then right away we will be accepted. And what is the reason why we wanted to be accepted? Why we wanted to be accepted in front of Allah? The reason for that the human being wants the Jannah hereafter. Whatever we are doing it, if we are praying it, we want that Jannah. If we're giving the sadqas, we wanted that Jannah. If we do Hajj, Ya Allah, give me the best of it, Jannah. But I read another ayah of Quran. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Ardallahu lahum maghfiratuhu wa ajran azima. What is that ajran azima? That ajran azima is the Didar-e Ilahi that we see our Allah in front of our eyes, this naked eyes, will see Him. Some of us will see Him only once in that life. Some of us will see Him in the whole life, eternity, once, only once. Some of us will see Him continuously, every time in the Sohbat of Allah. Wouldn't we all like to be part of that, inshallah? And that is the Azra Nazima. Inshallah, Allah will give us Azra Nazima. We have to drive to reach to the best. Don't we do that in the world? That we want the best car, best clothes, best kid, best everything. Why don't we put our mind to achieve hereafter the best, inshallah? So this is the reward. And the zikrullah, there is a lot of way to do this zikr. Zikr lisani, we can do with our tongue. Allahu, 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 Allahu. Time will come, I will get tired and my tongue will get tired and I will not be able to say it with my tongue. And it will be so tiring that I will not be able to perform it. And in Quran Allah says, Alhamdulillah, He has teach us everything in Quran. If we wanted to find the answer of our family, we go to the Quran. If we wanted to find the answer for the business, go to Quran. And this is a zikr. Go to the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in there, Alhamdulillah, that if we do the zikrullah, we will achieve our target. And our target is to achieve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that we all know that zikrullah is said in the Quran, Allah says that don't be ghafil. Ghafil means don't be ignorant, or don't be, give me the right word, what is the ghafil right word in English?
Negligence.
Don't be negligence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for one moment is like a seconds, like in dunya is world, the mini seconds, that don't be gafil of Allah. So now came the question that how can I, as a human being, not be gafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Alhamdulillah, our Shaykh and his Shaykh and his Shaykh and his Shaykh, and it goes to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, this silsila that we are from, and came up from the Shaykh to Shaykh to Shaykh transfer. This thing doesn't come in the books. This is not an academic thing. This is the thing that runs sina by sina. Means heart to heart, it is transferred from his Shaykh to his Shaykh to his Shaykh to us. And Alhamdulillah, that the person our Shaykh Ehsan Beg has taught me and teaches everybody, and he has learned from his Shaykh the best way to do the zikr khafi, a silent zikr. with fast and fast, means with your breath, to take your breath in and out. When you are doing this, you achieving two major things of Zikrullah. Number one, that Allazina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi zikrillah, that you are going to be satisfying your heart, cleaning your heart with zikr only. And if you do the zikr fast and fast with your breathing in, breathing in and breathing out, you are number one doing the cleanliness of your heart. Tell me that if we have two glasses in front of you, and in one I put something najish, something bad, and the other glass was clean, and I will tell you to pour a milk for me, would you pour in the dirty glass or you pour in a clean glass? You will pour it in a clean glass. So if you wanted to achieve the nur, ala nur, Allah's nur in your heart, the shine in your heart, you have to clean it. So once it's clean, then inshallah Allah will put His nur automatically into it, and that nur will shine your heart. And once your heart is shined, inshallah you will do the right things that is required for a human being to do. So if you do the zikrullah with fast and fast, with the breathing in and breathing out, you say Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. Close your, do it with your breathing in and out, and Allah. Now, you are achieving three things with it. My Shaykh has told me time in and time out that number one, you are cleaning your heart so that Allah can give you nurun ala nur. Allah's nur will come into your heart directly, inshallah. Number two, you are doing it is that you are obeying the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? By doing the zikr, being not a ghafil for a moment. Because when you do it with your breath and you get used to it, no matter where you go, what do? You talk, you sleep, you go to do the things, you meet with your people, you are talking to the people, but your breath is going in and out of your body, and it goes directly to your heart to satisfy that thing, and it is doing, the system is cleaning itself. It is remembering Allah, is not putting into ghaflat. Number two, it is cleaning your heart. And number three, when you achieve that status, when you acquired it, when you perfected it, when you are sleeping, you are doing Allah, 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 because your breath is going in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And that Allah, 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 your heart will wake up to the stage where Zikrullah will make you Wali Allah, friend of Allah. And when you become friend of Allah, you have read a lot of stories of friend of Allah's. Our Wali Allah, you know, they have achieved what maqam in this world is because of that zikrullah, that they did it. I have gone to India, I have gone to Baghdad, I have seen it. Our Wali Allah had a small room in their masjid, and I entered those places. And it has like only a space like you can lie down. I've just seen in Indonesia, just now, recently in this year, Sheikh of the Amir of Indonesia, he had a small, like a cupboard type of a thing, and he will go alone in that room, himself and Allah, nobody else, and he will do his zikrullah. Alhamdulillah, Allah gives us the tawfiq, and Allah gives us a hidayah, and our kids, and our family, and our ladies, to do this zikrullah, and remember Allah. Alhamdulillah, now that we have learned that why do we do the zikr, how do we do the zikr is very important too. And that is where I am now. So we take the breath in and out, and we clean our heart. At the same time, we are satisfying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order in Quran that don't be ghafil. So we are not a ghafil, we are doing what He has told us to do. Alhamdulillah, why do we have to do all this thing here? Why? Because now we come back to that we all wanted to get the Azri Azim. And this Azri Azim, we can do the good deeds. We can be like, we have heard so many stories that Allah has given maghfirat to people, those who were no good in this earth here, but they did something good. Something good. Allah liked it. And Allah gave them the Jannah. But we are here, we want the best of the Jannah. And I told you the best of the Jannah is Didar Ilahi. And inshallah, if we do the zikr, if we do the fikr, if we keep doing it, one day Allah will show in this world that we have achieved something. And how would you go and examine that part in your life? When you start doing the zikr, when you start and you see the change in your life, and the change will be in the shape of good deeds. Let's say, for example, I was before smoking cigarette. I'm just giving you a small example, which is bad. Any kind of intoxin is bad, and eventually this give you the high. And when you started doing the zikr, and you understand, and your heart started cleaning up, and you realize it, that this, I am harming my body, my lungs, which Allah's amanat, which Allah has given it to me, and I'm destroying it. This is no good. If I'm a zakirin, if I'm a zakira, I should not spoil it. I should realize it, that this is the amana. This is the amana that I have to give it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I go there. And you stop smoking. Because Allah gave you a hidayah through the zikr. That bad thing out of your life start going out of your system. And the good things start coming in. And your good thing, good deeds, alhamdulillah, you will yourself test it. That no, I have found myself some change in my life. And inshallah, Allah will show you here and hereafter to continue doing the zikr. And our Shaykh says that zikr, I will explain to you how to do the zikr of our tariqah. But he says that one latifa, lataif, is from the ruh. I will explain to you on my next thing. But before I conclude this part of it, I wanted to tell you that he used to say that take that one part of the zikr, that is first latifa qalb. Just take that from this dunya, and inshallah Allah will give you Azri Azim. So alhamdulillah, we all should do the zikr. And zikr, as I told you, zikr-e-lisani, zikr-e-lisani, all four tariqat in our tariqah, we recognize them. Alhamdulillah, they are taking the name of Allah, the best that they know. And we have learned this tariqah where we do the zikrullah with the breath in, taking it, and breath out, as I explained to you in my last 5 minutes of speech. So, our tariqah is Naqshbandiya Uwaisiya. And our shaykh is Qari Ehsan Beg. Alhamdulillah, he is in Pakistan. His condition is now fragile. He cannot travel. So he has appointed few of us to come over and pass on his message, his heart. Come and give it to you. And Alhamdulillah, inshallah, I have passed on this message to all that are here. And hopefully you will pass it on. And for next 3 months, Alhamdulillah, Zahid Sahib is here, Sadiq's father. He has been with this silsila for over, God and Allah knows how long he has been with that. I am the new breed like you guys, 15, 16 years in this year. But Alhamdulillah, when we do the zikr-e-khafi, that we do fast zikr, and in that, now I wanted to explain to you. I explained to you the body part of it. That body part is the alam-e-khalq, which is the mud, water, air, and fire. Made our body. But the ruh came from alam-e-amal. And the ruh, when it came into this earth, it became dormant. And we did not do his ruh food for zikr or doing Allah's word, reading tasbihat, reading the namaz, reading all those things. Then the ruh becomes silent and it does not make you aware of that you should be doing this or you should be doing this. It lets you do what you want to do bodily. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made human beings. So now, when the ruh came in our body, it brought five things from alam-e-amal. Like the body, we have a heart, we have the kidneys, we have the food digestion system, our stomach, we have our hand, we have our eyes, we have our nose to smell. The same thing the ruh has, five things that it came with. And we do the latifa according to for the ruh, for the giza of ruh. And those are the lataif that we do. Number one being qalb. Qalb place is on our left hand side. And if you look at the qalb is our nipple. About 2 inches down, we should, the qalb exists there, at the bottom of the heart. And that place is called qalb. So when we do the zikr, we should concentrate, when we say, the person who is leading the zikr will say, first latifa qalb, we should concentrate our mind, our body, our heart, and we do the zarab of Allahu to right there on that part of the heart. But because we don't do zikr lisani, we do the zikr khafi, we should close our mouth, we should close our eye, we should close the lights and make a place of peace so that we can concentrate on the zikr only. and we do it like the cult, when I or when whoever is leading the zikr says, first the pifa kalp, you take your breath up, you go and you do the zarab at your heart, Allahu, and you keep doing it, the zikr of kalb, that is the first latifa. And then the root brought the second latifa. The second latifa is in our right hand side, below our nipple 2 inches is the place for second latifa, and it is room, maqam room. This was maqam kalb, this is maqam room. Now this maqam room is that the ruh, our ruh is there, and we should do the same exercise of Allahu with inhaling and exhaling. Concentrating on that part of our right side of the chest. And then the third latifa that Ruh brought it is on our heart, 2 fingers up on top of our nipple is the place that is the Siri. And that Siri, Maqam is Siri, is where we concentrate our zikr too when we are doing the third latifa. When we say go to the fourth latifa is on our right hand side of the chest, and there 2 inches up of the right hand chest, and we go again there and concentrate on that part, and we call it khafi. This is the khafi latifa. Number fifth latifa that we concentrate is akhfa. Akhfa is a place that is right in the center of our chest. And that center of our chest, we concentrate on that, on the fifth latifa, and do our zikr. And this is how we do the 5 latifa which belong from amr. It came from with our ruh. And then, as we are with the body also, which is the khalq from the earth, and that is our nafs. And the position for the nafs in our body is our forehead. Right in the center of our forehead is our nafs. And when we tell you to go 6th latifa, you concentrate on your forehead and do your zikr, like I told you, with inhaling and exhaling the breath, with Allah, Allah, Allahu. And then the 7th latifa is right in the center of our head here, and it is called Sultanul Askar. Sultanul Askar is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's nur, that comes in our body and then into our body to that. And this is what we do when we do this latifa. It starts from our toe, right from our toe to our head. It goes in and comes out of our body. And this is the one that lightening the whole body. Every part of our body is made of khun, which is blood, bones, flesh, skin. Our zarra zarra means every small cell of our body should say Allah, 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 Allah. And just in this trip, we were in, I think in Sri Lanka, And one of the Akabi from Pakistan came, Colonel Javed Sahab. And in his mind, he came and said that when we do the Sultan of Askar, you know, in our body is 3 million cells. You guys are doctors, you might know better than that, but he said there is 3 million cells in our body. And the bacteria that is are in the body that exists is 3.5 million bacteria in our body. And imagine if we do every part of the body in that seven latifa, all these bacteria and all these trillions of small creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing Allah, 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 Allahu, and you train them to be like that, and when you will go in the grave, would anybody will touch you? Would anybody will be able to touch you? Would any animal will come near you? Would any punishment will come near you? Because all those cells have spoken out in this dunya for Allah. And alhamdulillah, if we do think of those things, if we do think of those things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us. And that's why my Sheikh says, take one latifa and you will know. And that's what it means, that your body is doing Allah, Allah, Allah. Zarra, zarra is doing Allah, Allah, Allah. Would anything will touch you in that grave? And when you will go in front of Allah, will Allah say that here is my banda coming? Here is my creation coming and brought me something? That reminds me of one of the hadiths. I have only the mafhum, I don't know. Other than that, that when this type of mafil, my Sheikh used to tell me years ago when he came to Canada, he says that this mafil here, don't think this is an ordinary mafil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angel that go look at the dunya, look at my human being, look at my creation, go see what they are doing. And this type of halkas, he said that these are the halkas of Jannah. That wherever this taking place, the zikrullah, this is the place of Jannah. This house becomes the place of Jannah. Like Riyadh al-Jannah that we know in the Medina, Rose Mubarak there. So, halqa of zikr, wherever it taking place, this becomes the Jannah, peace of Jannah. And the second thing that he told me, that this angels came descending down to see what they're going to find. So they went to a mahfil of zikr, and they saw that people are sitting down there and doing the zikrullah. And they came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah said, what did you see? Alhamdulillah, I don't know the two things, but I will ask the help from our Shaykh here. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angel, oh angel, what did you bring me? He says, we went to this place here where the zikr was happening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, have they seen me? Angel says, no. Do you know two other things, Zain Sahab? What was that in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked that the angel came down and they took this zikr upstairs to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah asked, have they seen me?
What did they ask? What they asked for me.
Yeah. Oh, what they asked for me. There were three things. I forgot, sorry.
Maghfira.
They asked for the maghfira. What did they ask for me? They said they asked for the maghfira. And the third thing was something I forgot, sorry.
The second thing is they are seeking Jannah for
or they're seeking the Jannah. So those are the three things. Thank you very much for your help. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel says that they have not seen you, they are asking for the Jannah from you. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just give them the glad tidings. Give them the glad tidings. Give them the good news that I have given them all the Jannah. So one angel was jealous like me. He says, Allah, there was one person just came to meet Ashraf Bhai to say salam to him, to give him a respect, and he was sitting there. He says, I gave him a maghfarat too. So those who are affiliated with the Zikr Halqa, they've been given maghfarat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are the fadail of Zikr. The tariqah of Zikr of ours, I showed you, I told you. Now I'm going to do one, five latifas slowly, slowly to you. You understand? And after that, if you have any questions or anything, Zaid Saab is here, I am here, Siddiqui Saab is here, and if we can be any help, and if I have done any mistake in giving this lecture here, please forgive me. Inshallah, Allah, I ask him to forgive me. So we will do the zikr, we will close the lights. As I told you, this zikr is called Zikr Khafi. And Zikr Khafi, our Shaykh has given us this tariqah that he learned from his Shaykh and his Shaykh, and it passed on from heart to heart. And Alhamdulillah, we will do the, without any disturbance, without any interference in the zikr, complete silence is most achievable that we can physically, so that our concentration does not go to someplace else except for zikrullah. And we do, I will read, or whoever is reading the zikr, read Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, la hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. You will read that with whoever leading the zikr, this kalma up till there. Then I will say that Allah, Allahu, pehla latifa kal. Second latifa roop. Third latifa sirri. Fourth latifa khafi. Fifth latifa akhfa. Sixth latifa nafs. Seventh latifa Sultan al-Askar. Stop breathing. When I say that, that time you stop, not stop breathing, like you will not do this intake and outtake, and just be quiet and just think of it, that what have your heart learned? What did you teach your heart in that zikr? The only thing that we taught in this zikr is Allah. And the best of the all the name is Allah. And concentrate that on your heart. And I will carry on we do the muraqabah. We have the second part of this zikr is muraqabah. And muraqabah, salasa, we do three muraqabah, which is the ahdiyat, ma'iyat, akrabiyat. Ahdiyat is concentrated on Allah's oneness. There's nobody from Him, nobody from Him. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Allah is the only one, and He is the greatest. He has created this kainat. He is the only one that will be left at the day of judgment, at the day of resurrection. Everybody, all the angels, all the jinn, ins, all the makhluqs of Allah will be fitched. And He will call on, "Hey, boy, is there anybody? Is there any king?" Nobody will be there to come and say, "I am there," except Allah. And we pray that inshallah He will give us the azim to us by doing the zikr. The second muraqabah we do is ma'iyat. Ma'iyat in the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Him. If we cannot see Him, at least think that He is seeing us. That is ma'iyat. It's togetherness, companion, you are with Him, ma'iyat. And then akrabiyat, the closeness of Allah, that He is closer than our main jugular vein here. And if we wanted to find Him, if He is that close, why can't we find Him? And how do we find it? Is the Qur'an. Inshallah, Allah will show us one. And then we do the muraqabah, sahkawa, rojyatha, and masjid. And then we make a dua, and our zikr will finish. And in that, this muraqabah and the zikr is one lamha. One lama, one moment of one lama of there is like the Mufassir, the Alim and the Muftis, they have come up with the 20 minutes of our dunyavi time here, the worldly time, 20 minutes. If we do the zikr ourselves at home with the family, you can do the zikr with yourself alone. Just follow what you learn from Him, and inshallah that zikr will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can do with your family, and if you are close by to this house, they do it every Thursday here. I think every Thursday, right?
Every Friday
night here, ask them and come over and join and do the Allah Allah and go. Or you can do it at home, and this zikr we do it right after Tahajjud and in between Fajr. In the morning, it says in the Quran to do it in the morning and do it in the evening, in the night. So you do it in during that time, and then you do it in the night time between Maghrib and Isha. Inshallah. I've taken too much time of yours, but I hope today somebody, somewhere, somehow, in this mahfil, somebody will take a message and carry on, and inshallah Allah will make change our life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.